You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Hi.
Hey.
How's everyone doing there?
Hey.
Good.
A cold 5 Hello. O'clock open because it's been a cold, vicious day for New York sports fans.
Let's recap.
Okay. If you just got in the car, you hard day of work.
And if you're feeling a vicious wind just flapping.
Cutting right through you.
Cutting through the city, if you will.
Well, now you can feel even worse. If you're a Saquon Barkley fan, he's gone. And not only is he gone, he signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. If you're a Xavier McKinney fan, he's gone. And he signed with the Green Bay Packers. Now, the Giants did get back John Runyon Jr. to play an offensive line for them. So that's a positive. Bryce Huff. A really nice story. Jets developed him. Their leading quarterback sack, front line. He's gone. And he signed with the Eagles as well. So, what else? Devin Singletary signed with the Giants at a much lower price to be their running back in place of Saquon Barkley. And if you're a baseball fan and you're a Yankee fan, you didn't like when you heard this at the beginning of the day. You're probably sitting in the office checking your feed going, what's going on? I'm sure Michael, Don, and Peter will figure this out. Well, it seems that Gerrit Cole, when he was throwing on the side, he felt a soreness in his elbow that felt like it felt after his 100th pitch when he's pitching in a game. And that's throwing full efficacy over 100 pitches. And he was feeling like that after side session. So the Yankees sent him for an MRI. We probably don't find out what the MRI says until probably Wednesday. I'd be surprised if we do find out tomorrow. And then Aaron Judge, yesterday when all the regulars took 3 at-bats, he took 2. He said nothing to be alarmed about. Boone suggested it to him. And then Boone said today that a split squad game. Boone was actually with the team in Clearwater. Brad Ausmus, he managed the team in Tampa. That was the game that was on Yes. The Yankees beat the Orioles 5-3. Boone said middle of spring training soreness. But he didn't take BP today at either of the sites. Not going to play tomorrow. And he is going to be back in the lineup, they say, on Wednesday. That gives me some pause, too.
But is it an issue, or is this kind of the way they're going to treat Judge during the length of his contract?
I don't know.
He's not going to play every day. They don't want to play him 162 games. So they're going to watch him like a hawk because he's just too important. So it makes kind of sense that there's going to be times where there's just going to be maintenance days for him. Yeah, how many games do you think he's going to play this year?
I think you'd want him to play 150.
All right. And that means 12 games he's going to miss for just the fact he's going to rest. And not all of them are going to be day games after night games.
But yeah, I wonder if Juan Soto's a 162-game guy. He played 162 games last year.
He's also younger. Mm-hmm. Hasn't had the injuries the Judge has had. And let's be honest, Michael, you can ring Soto out because you're not guaranteed to bring him back. Judge is somebody you've invested a ton of money and years to. They want to make sure that he's going to be around for as long as possible. So I think these are just kind of maintenance handling, not a China doll, but realizing that you cannot ring him out. He's too important to the team.
Now, one thing I would say, and I say this as Peter would say, with all respect.
All due respect.
With all due respect. So I can't believe anybody when it comes to injuries. And you know I like Aaron Boone. Happy birthday to him. His birthday was Saturday. 51. But I look at this and I go, okay, just spring training. I don't believe anything that anyone said. They don't have to tell us anything. These games don't count yet. It's not like they're beholden to bettors or anything like that. We'll find out when we find out. We have no idea about Cole. We have no idea what he's really feeling. We have no idea about Judge. We have no idea what he's really feeling. They're gonna tell you what they want to tell you. Because whatever may happen, they've got to make moves to counteract that. If, God forbid, something is really wrong. Oswaldo Peraza, A little soreness thrown across the eye. He'll be okay. He can't throw a baseball for 6 to 8 weeks. 6 to 8 weeks after they did a dye contrast x-ray. So it is what it is. We could sit back and, you know, and guess. And listen, if you want to guess bad, things would not be good without Gerrit Cole this year. They'd be awful. They'd be awful because the rest of their pitching staff, question marks. Rodon's a question mark coming off last year. Cortez is a question mark coming off last year. Clark Schmidt, I don't think he's a question mark, but you know, last year he was a 500 pitcher. How's he going to be this year? And then Marcus Stroman might be your surest thing.
That's Michael. That's a problem.
It is a problem. If Cole is really hurt, then Rodon has to step up to the guy that he was with San Francisco and the last year in Chicago. If he doesn't, they're not making the playoffs. Unless they make some drastic deal and they decide, you know what, we are going to, you know, we've got to go all in because this is the year we have Soto and we've got to go all in. So we're going to sign this guy or trade this guy to get that guy. They might be in an aura of desperation. They just might. But the thing that worries me the most is Cole. I think that Judge, maybe Don's right, is going to be managed very, very carefully all year. Because they said, the surprise from spring training to me was when they said, you know, the toe problem is something that Judge is going to have to deal with the rest of his career. That's a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
So they're dealing with that. You're dealing with a guy who's getting older. He's so important to the team. So they're not going to run him into the ground. We'll see. We'll see if what they're saying is in fact true if he plays on Wednesday. So that's the target date to really judge. And the first thing we hear about Cole, that's going to be either tomorrow or Wednesday. And I'll tell you what, even if everything's okay, you would think that there's going to be some rest in order, Don. I don't think that Gerrit Cole is going to start the opener on March 28th
doesn't feel
in
like
Houston.
It.
Just if he does, it'll be a pleasant surprise. But they're in a lot of trouble if he's really hurt. A lot.
Well, if you found out that he, God forbid, had to have Tommy John, that just changes everything. And
everything.
Even if you were to get Snell, which you still could, Snell wouldn't be ready for opening day. And then you run the risk of would Snell trying to get ready end up injuring himself. And even if he ends up being ready and able, he's not Gerrit Cole. He's not. He's a very good pitcher, but we've seen what happens when he comes off of Cy Young's. And he doesn't give you the innings, Cole. He's not the beast that Cole is. And that's no disrespect to Snell. Cole is a special pitcher. He's one of the top probably three pitchers, if not the best pitcher in baseball. You don't replace that. But we're putting the cart before the horse. He hasn't even had the MRI yet. We haven't had the results. But I can understand a Yankee fan right now, like, worried that Tommy John's name is going to come up. And if it does, it changes everything.
All right, let's go to the phones. A lot of stuff on the plate. The best thing that happened to the Knicks is everything that's happening. So we don't really concentrate on a stinker of a game by them yesterday. Let's go to E in Queens. E.
What's going on, boys? It's been a while. How are you?
Good.
There he is.
Good, good. Look, I know football is king, but the sun is shining. I could almost smell the fresh-cut grass baseballs around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to go to the lead Yankee fan and the voice of Yankee fans everywhere, Peter Rosenberg.
Yeah, yep, I'm here.
How do you feel about this Cole injury? And Don, before I go, you can book it. Steve Cohen and David Stearns have a plan, and they're going to shock the world. And people who are getting impatient and want them to go and make big signings, it hasn't worked. So they're taking a new approach. And the right approach. Trust the process. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
Well, I'm not a big fan of that phrase.
Well, trusting the process.
But I do want to trust what they're doing. I just hate trust the process. It's a Sixer thing, and how's it working out for you?
Yeah, nothing.
I got to tell you, as the voice of the Yankees on this radio show.
Yep.
And the voice of the fan.
And the voice of the Yankee fan on this show for this season. If you forget, the caller, what was his name again?
E,
great guy, made me choose this year to be a Yankee or Met fan. And this year I went with Yankee. So as a Yankee fan, as the Yankee fan, I'm not feeling great, Bob. I don't love this. Now, just last week, we had a similar sort of conversation about the Mets. And I said, hey, maybe this won't be that bad. And then, lo and behold, started off, what did it go from, Don? Day to day to a month to 6 weeks.
Talking about Senga?
Yeah, the Senga news, it was very quick. So while I want to start out going, hey, they haven't even put him in the tube yet. Well, let's get a look at him. I'm a little freaked out. And the idea, the prospect that Stroman could end up being your most consistent piece, your most reliable piece, that scares me. Because he hasn't been the most reliable pitcher the last couple of years. And Michael, you know I'm a big analytics guy.
Always have been.
analytics, they tell you that Stroman's probably starting to tip the other direction.
Well, I mean, he did have a great first half and he was injured, but he would be one. You almost have a sense of what he's going to give you. You don't know with Rodon, you don't know with Cortez, so it's scary. I mean,
maybe you get the best version of Cortez, though, and that could be good.
No, but again, he had shoulder problems last year, and has it been resolved other than rest? Why did his shoulder hurt last year? Mm. So those are questions I always worry about. I got to tell you, people are texting me, people are tweeting.
They're worried.
Well, what do they do if they lose Cole? There's no other Cole to get. Dylan Cease is not Cole. Blake Snell is not Cole. Jordan Montgomery is not Cole. You lose Cole, you lose one of a kind. There's one guy that can do that. And anybody who comes close to doing that is not available. They're not available.
Nope.
You cannot lose Gerrit Cole. He's a once-in-a-lifetime pitcher.
Now, let me look positive. Let's glass half full it for a moment. They did add a massive offensive weapon this offseason.
Okay.
That's a major... I mean, so my point would only be... Now, if it turns out it's Tommy John, he's gone for the year, I don't know what you say about that.
Right. If he misses a month, what are you going to do?
They may have added enough where you can survive it. But if he's gone for the year, Michael...
Your mind just goes to Tommy John surgery. If somebody's elbow hurts, that's where your mind goes. And you hope that that's not the case. He's too important.
I don't like this.
He's too important.
I don't like it one bit.
Let's go to Brian in Rochester. Brian.
Brian!
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I'd like to know what's the date where Michael is going to shave the sideburns and the mustache for the official Pusick.
Yeah, it's a great question, Brian.
Glad you asked.
And I'm going to tell you, we're up against the clock here, and I'll explain why. So, I go down to spring training again next Wednesday night. I'm down in spring training till Sunday. Then I come back.
On camera, though.
No, I'll be doing games, but not on camera.
Okay.
Then I got Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then I go down to Houston, and the season starts on the 28th. So do you want it to grow out to a full Pusick where it's going to really show and make me wait until that Monday to shave it to a Pusick? Or do you want me to do it earlier so it has a full Pusick effect for a while?
Yeah, I would like the latter.
So really? When do you want me to do it? This week?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight.
You sure?
And then he keeps it until the 28th. And then you get a full 2 weeks to see where this is going to develop.
Can I ask you a favor, though?
Sure.
I don't mind having the Pusick at the Big East tournament show at the Rutherford.
You don't want to have it at the Barrett thing on Wednesday?
I don't want to have it at the Barrett.
I got to tell you. All right.
I have to be
with him on Wednesday.
You don't.
I would also like.
All right. So Thursday.
Right.
And that gives you 3 more days of growth.
Thursday night.
Right. I could do it Thursday. Thursday before
and
the show.
And then it debuts at the event.
Right. You do it Thursday night for the debut.
So you want me to? Okay. Right.
Debut on Friday.
All right. So I'll set it up with the barber, Junior. And he'll shave it down to a Pusick. I got to take a picture of Anthony's face because it's a very odd thing. Nobody has
very
that.
Very odd thing. He's never heard of the Pusick, probably.
No. He can't even say the Lincoln because it doesn't really do it justice.
No, no.
Now, that'd be perfect because I'm thinking Thursday I might take the day.
Really? Ooh.
Well, think about it. Well, you don't think about it. You don't know. I got to do the Ranger Lightning game, and I got to do everything. I got to do the pre, the post, and I was thinking maybe I'll leave the show early. I'm like, I'm down in Tampa. Why not I take a day?
Oh, good for you.
So I'll be back on Friday because I got to fly back from Pittsburgh. Because then we go to Pittsburgh. I'll go with the team to Pittsburgh, then fly home, and then fly back to Pittsburgh for the game on Saturday.
Wait, you're that committed that you chose to go to Pittsburgh, fly home for our big college basketball show?
Yeah.
And then go back to Pittsburgh. Commitment, one of the two.
Okay, got it.
So then that'd be perfect. So maybe when you wake up Friday morning,
wow,
you give it the nice shave, and the debut is at the event on Friday.
I like.
How about that?
You got to get Junior on the horn for Friday morning.
No, Junior's fine. Yeah.
Then you get a few more days of growth.
Now, do you want me to dye it so it's dark?
What? That
would look so you're strange. Willing to do that,
what do you think? Because it would look different if I dyed.
If you dye it, it'll be the full Pusick effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Pusick is the color of his beard.
If you guys let me dye it, I'll dye the beard tonight to see how the beard looks.
Oh, I'm not mad at that.
You know what's happening now, though.
What?
Dumb.
What?
He's got an idea of something that could work for him,
But it's not going to work because I can't do the Yankee games with a beard.
You don't know that. Did you get a confirmation?
It's been one of those like we're not going to say it, but you're not doing the games with that beard.
That is so wrong. Well, a Pusick I get because it's his penis.
Yeah.
But no, you know what's going to happen? Because Michael always works these things to his advantage.
Well, how can I do that?
So at the Barrett thing, he might look absolutely gorgeous. He'll dye it tonight. Yeah.
But what if it looks awful tonight?
It won't look awful because it looks really good now. And I was going to say to you, I kind of see a little bit of brown around the mustache.
Right.
So I can kind of picture how it would look the same color as your hair. And I think it would look fantastic.
But I've been investigating, you know, Just for Men. So Just for Men has a thing called Touch of Gray for hair. But when it comes to beard and mustache, they don't. It's just a full dye.
Oh, you can't do a touch.
I don't think you could do
it. They said
if you have gray in your beard, some gray will show up. But if it's too dark and my hair isn't all dark, I look like a complete
idiot. We need a specialist.
Idiot.
And we need to do, because the Knicks are a topic, a conversation. They're playing tomorrow against the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get Walt Clyde Frazier on.
Oh, he's the Just for Men guy.
Right. No well, play
you know
for
Jody
Mr. Gray.
With the other day? She hit me with a quote from that. Your beard is weird.
Right. That was Keith's. Yeah, that was Keith's quote.
Yeah.
And
Keith
then,
got hacked, by the way, on X.
I saw that.
Oh, you hate
selling computers.
Really?
Yeah.
And then Clyde's line was, no play for Mr. Gray. So let's get Clyde.
You're going to dye your beard someday.
Well, I'm starting to see these ones pop up in the stash.
I think just tweeze them out. That won't be painful.
Yeah, you could do that.
Why is it so painful, by the way? Why is that so scary?
When women do that in their eyebrows all the time, I don't know how they do it.
Like right here? You can't do that. That's brutal.
You can do it. You can do anything you want.
There's one other thing that's worse. From a hair standpoint. Nose hair.
I pull nose hair.
Oh, nose hair is way better than this.
You think so?
I can just yank it like that.
Yeah, no. Nose hair you can yank. These ones, it's like it's in there.
Right.
It's growing from like your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your brain's
that
low? Interesting. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Dion in Queens. Dion?
Good evening, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I wanted to talk about the Saquon Barkley. I'm a Jets fan. I've been an NFL fan and Jets fan for 43 years. And I just wanted to say that the Giants fans need to get over this. We watch a sport that's entertainment, but at the end of the day, it's a business. The organizations are going to make a business decision, which is monetarily favorable on their side, and the players are going to make decisions, which is monetarily favorable for their side. And we watch a sport where basically the roster changes over about 20-25% of the roster turns over each season. So basically, these players have a small window to make as much money as they can, especially as a running back. The average NFL player is
Dion, anybody that has any problem with what Saquon Barkley did, you got get a grip. Get a grip. I mean, the lifespan of a football player in terms of their career is so short. And was he supposed to turn down? I mean, for fans, it's personal. It is a business. The Giants didn't want to pay him the money. The Eagles do. What's he supposed to say? There's no way. Bernie Williams was 5 minutes away from signing to play with the Boston Red Sox. That's just the way it works, baby.
You can't get upset. That's why I don't understand. When I was a kid, boy, the Dallas Cowboys came to town. You knew their entire roster. Those guys stayed together for 10 years. But whether it was Plan B free agency, full-blown free agency, the salary cap, outside of quarterbacks, and even some quarterbacks, it's very transient. I don't know how anybody, like a young guy that's a fan of the Giants or the Jets, can fall in love with a player. How do you do it? How can you fall in love with a player that can be gone in 2 seconds? You know, the Jets, Jamal Adams, they draft him high. He has a great couple of seasons. You buy his jersey, you love him. Next thing you know, bang, gets traded. And the next thing you know, he's out of the league. Like, really, I don't know how you fall in love with baseball, hockey, basketball. You can do it. Guys stick around. They play for a long time. Outside of quarterbacks, Michael, how do you fall in love with a player?
It's hard. I don't even know how you explain it to your kids. I don't know how to explain it to your kids.
Just love the team. You root for the laundry. That's kind of the way it is in football.
Even though it's stupid, it's what you got to do.
Let's go to Mike in Mamaroneck. Mike.
Yeah, how you doing, fellas? Big fan, Mike. Big fan, big Yankee fan.
Thank you.
You know, I want to ask you something. In terms of the pitching, or even the health process, didn't they just get a new health and strength coach for the team?
Well, they did a full combing over of every single aspect of their health and strength.
Was that part of
program.
The audit?
I don't know. And so I don't know if they have a new strength coach, but I mean the guy who runs the whole thing is considered the best in the business. That's Eric Cressy. So I mean you can't blame like Cole's elbow on a strength and conditioning guy.
I'm not blaming it on that. How about Perrazzo? He can't lift his arm. You say he can't throw a ball for 8 weeks. I mean, they didn't even start yet. The two guys. I mean, and I'm with you. Without the pitching, you can't win this. You can't win. Pitching is always going to be the winner. You know, you talk about Soto and all these guys, and I'm thrilled to have Soto. But pitching wins the games. Pitching.
Mike, I will push back a little bit. The Yankees losing the playoffs because of hitting. Their pitching is always representative. That's not why they've lost. Remember, the games they lost against the Astros when they were up 3-2, they scored one run and no runs. And if you look at when they lost in six games, the last time they were against the Astros, they didn't score. The pitching has been okay. They didn't score. The bullpen is top-notch. They don't score. That's why getting Soto was important. But you can't yank out your ace starter and expect not to take a huge step back. Richie in West New York. Richie.
Hey, Michael. Nice to talk to you, buddy.
You got it.
I just wanted to mention something that you talked about with the beard.
Right.
And I got a beard going. I got a beard going for a couple of years now. Ever since the pandemic happened, I've been taking care of it. There is a product that you can get that is for gray reduction in the beard alone.
What's that?
You said that, you know, it's the one that you mentioned, the one that is the...
Just for men?
The gray reducer that you said that... The Just for Men, thank you. The Just for Men, they have one that's just for beard, and it's a gray reducer.
Yeah, so, but you know what? Thank you, Richie. I've looked for it, and I did not see the gray reducer. I saw one that does medium brown, which is what the color of my hair is, and it says that the more gray you have, the more gray will be in the beard, but it doesn't say it's a gray reducer. It says it's dying the color of your beard.
Well, there's got to be some way that you can... gradually do it so people won't notice. It's hair. It's the same hair.
Yeah, but it's not the same hair as here. It's too short.
Isn't that weird?
It's short, but...
So, you know, a friend of ours texted me and said, why doesn't Peter shave the beard into a pusick at the Barrett Media Conference?
I don't know if that's...
In front of all the...
What, for just the unity?
Yeah.
Well, why would he do that? You don't ever have his back.
I would shave his back if you want.
And well... That's not what I
said. I don't think I could do a good job. I wouldn't. I don't want to insult the man, but I can't. And also, I don't want to shave his face.
We had Don shaved on the air, right?
Yeah, that was when fun. He lost a bet. That was early, yes.
Yeah.
Shave your face?
Yeah.
Or head?
Face.
Who did it?
Somebody from John Allen.
John Allen came in.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. But you wouldn't. You didn't do it. I wouldn't want to do it for you.
I wouldn't want you touching me.
I don't want
it
to.
But it was
you.
A good, like, straight razor professional shave. It was fantastic.
No,
and
so
you know what happens when I shave right now?
Was this Repug era, though?
No, it was early, yes. This was, like 2015?
It was not FD.
No, no, you know what? It was right after that Super Bowl. I lost the New York Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because I had picked the Broncos.
Right.
So it was probably February 2014. I wasn't skinny. But it was still
heinous.
It was post Repug. The picture that they were showing on Friday, mm-hmm. that was pre Nutrisystem. I took Nutrisystem. I was able to get rid of like some pounds. Then I gained a little back, but I never got to that. I think in some of those pictures I was 280, Michael.
You know what I'm going to get you?
Come on.
For Christmas.
What's that?
A little Ozempic. See if really take you to the next level where you're really thin.
I don't think that's right.
You don't think
Ozempic is. Is for people with diabetes.
Well, but also No.
It's not. It's available for everyone now.
It's available for everybody.
I don't like it. No, because then people
and also,
who,
if
people
you see
have
the
diabetes are waiting
Peter,
for it.
Everybody on Ozempic is really happy. And they're singing, and they're jumping around.
And they're morbidly obese. No, it's true in the commercials. But they found like the female version of Kevin James.
Right.
Remember like Kevin James, like when he was younger, like from the show on CBS? King of Queens, where he was fat but very athletic. He moved around very well. So they find women that they're dancing, but they're big. They're big women, but they're able to move. Right? Am I wrong?
No, yeah.
And they're very happy. They're very happy, overweight women that they're dancing.
I think for the most part, people that are, you said you were very jolly when you were fat.
Well, yeah, because I was two-fisting the Taco Bell burritos. Yeah. There was a time where that would have been my last meal, my death row meal.
Right.
Would have been Taco Bell.
Panthers supposedly close to a deal.
I don't know what that word
with,
is.
With Brian Burns. Going to the Giants, the linebacker Brian Burns.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Well, that was another need, right?
Yeah.
You can figure out what they're doing here. It may not be at the pace that fans want.
Peter.
Yeah?
Why don't you pay attention and tell us about Bath Fitters?
Hey, guys. Peter Rosenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter.
Yeah, do that.
They remodeled my bath.
How'd they do that?
They did an incredible job.
Really?
I'm so glad you brought that up.
You're not exaggerating at all?
No, they customized it for my specific needs.
What, like in the shape of your body? Like, how did they do it?
No. It was a simple process, Don. It was one expert installer. It was done in one day. In fact, there are a couple of things I might like to update. So if they're listening, I might want to change a thing or two if they want to reach out and give me a call.
Interesting, really?
Well, at the time, I wasn't living with my now wife. She was just a girlfriend who I was dating.
Right.
So I was making decisions rogue.
Right.
Here.
So you want to see if you could fit the two of you in there.
Exactly. I need to customize. They do a great job. No demo, no mess, and it's a permanent high-quality solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like me. And for right now, and a limited time only, you can get 0% or save $500 on a complete bath fitter system. Start designing your bath today. Like I did at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one bath fitter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we mentioned this earlier. Join us for a live Big East broadcast on Friday, March 15th, starting at 3 p.m. at the Rutherford, a rooftop restaurant on 33rd Street across from Madison Square Garden. There'll be plenty of ESPN swag given away and a chance to score Big East tournament tickets. See the K-Show live, see the Pusick for the first time with special Big East guests at the Rutherford on 33rd Street this Friday, starting at 3 p.m. Brought to you by Sam Adams, Truly Hard Seltzer, Schweppes, and Nissan. Those are good sponsors.
They are. I do miss ginger ale.
Why don't you have it?
It's still available. Schweppes makes a hell of a ginger ale.
Yeah, you know I'm a Canada Dry guy just because I love being Canadian. But Schweppes makes a tremendous product.
I would go to the Schweppes.
But
you'll love it.
Well, but I just don't drink. I haven't drank soda since 2012. You know how I am. Once I get going,
yeah, it's dangerous. And, it's dangerous territory.
But I do miss a nice glass of ginger ale, tons of ice. You know what it reminds me of? It feels like Christmas. I always had a lot of ginger ale during Christmas.
Christmas? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ginger ale, to me, I always felt when I had ginger ale, I was sick.
That was a thing that parents used to do.
My mom would like stir it so the bubbles would be out.
I don't know what they thought was...
It's quite medicinal.
I don't know if that's true. It's delicious.
I think that there was a time during medicine it was just completely just grasping at straws.
Well, I mean, there were times that they put a leech on you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There was a time.
We call it a brown shirt.
You know what I noticed, too? I noticed this watch, because I remember one of my memories as a child of being sick was the Vicks on the chest.
Oh, I love Vicks.
Oh, Vaparu.
Right. And I remember, like, you know, your mom would put that on. And now they've got, like, a patch. And I'm watching the commercial, and the patch is on the shirt. Did you see that?
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
No, I love to have the Vicks rubbed in, like Sheldon.
Yes.
What he's saying, not Smelly Cat.
No, not Smelly Cat. Oh, it's going to bother
us. I can't help you guys.
No, I know, but it was tremendous.
It's cute. Let's go to Andrew in Medford. Andrew.
Yeah, hi, guys.
What's up?
Listen, I have two quick things to say about the Yankees and the New York Giants.
All right.
The New York Giants, listen, that Jet fan called in before the show and said the Giant fans should get over it. Listen, I was over him, Barkley, which I'm wrong, he's a great player. But we were over him once he didn't put the franchise tag on him. And getting Singletary is a great move. His numbers are similar to Barkley's last year and for a great price. You know, and he picked up Runyon as well.
Yeah, that's the way you got to look at it, Andrew. And, you know, you're right. Yeah. When they gave him the franchise tag, we knew this day was coming. It would have been I would have been floored if he stayed. So I am not shocked by this at all today.
No, and I really look forward to see what the Giants do next. You know, it's really interesting. And now in the Yankee land, now...
Hold on a second, Andrew. Soft kitty. Okay.
That's right. Soft kitty, warm kitty. Did you watch that show, Andrew?
Go ahead, Andrew.
No, but I do have two cats, two brothers.
There you go.
But listen, in Yankee land, I hope to God the MRI is negative for Cole. Because if that is the case, now, I heard you said, Michael, and of course, everyone knows Cole is irreplaceable. But they do have to replace him with someone. And my reason here is, do they go after a Dylan Cease? And the only reason why I say this is because he's pitching now in spring training. So he'll be ready for opening day, where like a Blake Snell, obviously, you know, he's not. He's having catch in his backyard.
Well, let me ask you this one question, Andrew. You giving up Spencer Jones for Dylan Cease? Because that's who they're asking for.
I know, and that's what it comes down to. If you really lose Cole for the year, is it worth giving up Jones? Or do you, like...
If you're asking me, like, okay, Michael, make a decision, I don't think so. Because Jones is thought to be a star in the making, and you've got to plan for life without Soto. You have to. And does Dylan Cease do enough to replace a Cy Young Award winner? Now, Dylan Cease is throwing 99, they say, in spring training for the White Sox. Look at his numbers last year. Not that great. No,
but you're going to have to get another pitcher. So if they don't make a deal, then how does the rotation look if there's no Cole?
Well, it's Luis Hill or Luke Weaver.
Right. They move everybody up. The way you look at it. You can move everybody up. So getting a Cease, getting a Snell is better than the back end you'd bring up.
Right.
But still, you're not replacing Cole.
Let's go to Artie in Fairlawn. Artie.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Man, you're killing me. You got to think positive about this Cole thing, because all of a sudden we're talking about replacing him, blah, blah, blah. My first question, I hope I don't get cut off, because you guys are like the Larry David of sports talk. You guys are amazing.
Thank you, Artie.
Don, the beard, everything, the whole package he's got. Michael, you're a great man, but I know you lost a bet. Forget about broadcasting with it. Peter, my buddy went to Morocco, $1,000. His hair's growing like crazy on top of his head.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Turkey.
What happened?
Turkey, I hear, is a big spot for the hair transplant.
What do you think? Did anybody reach out to Rothenberg about this Barkley thing? Because
What was the tweet that he had?
He tweeted out that he's glad he named one of his dogs Charlie because he was going to name it Saquon. And then he said, hashtag dead to me. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's got very childlike tendencies, so of course he's going to react like that.
Oh, no. He named the dog Barkley.
Oh, after Charles.
But now he's going to say it's after Charles.
Doesn't make sense.
Oh. Well, I mean, I think you should always
Saquon's
listen
not a great name
to
for
Rick
a dog.
And Dave, but that's must listening tomorrow because he's going to be out of his mind.
He should be able to understand it.
No. There's a guy. Come on.
So who's he ripping?
He said that
is he ripping Saquon? Is he ripping the Giants?
If his son was the quarterback of the Cowboys, he'd root against him.
See, and this is the way the anatomy of a rant to me is all right, who are you ranting at? So if I'm going to flip out about losing Saquon, who is the enemy? Who is the rant directed toward? Is it Barkley? Well, I can't kill Barkley. He made his way more money than if he stayed for the Giants. Is it the Giants? I understand what the Giants did. So who are you mad at?
I'm told that he declared that if he went to Philly, he was going to be mad at Saquon.
Well, he's a jerk. And I love Dave. He's a jerk. He'd be mad at Saquon. They offered him the most money. What, he should go to Houston so Dave's happy? Or maybe he should go to the team with a great offensive line and he has a chance to do something in the playoffs. Come on.
This is a man who thinks John Mara is going to go to his funeral. So, yes, he probably is thinking that they should have done it for Dave.
Now, here's a question. Is there any amount less than what he received in Philly that if he was offered it by the Giants, it's fair for a fan to be mad and say, hey, if you really wanted to be a lifetime Giant, you could have taken $500,000, $1 million less a year, whatever it is.
Because I had somebody on Twitter get on me that I should stop saying $15 million. It's 12.5 because of the incentives. But I'm sorry, you sign a contract, you can anticipate the incentives are going to kick in, and still 12.5 is almost $1 million more than the salary, than the franchise tax. So they weren't going to offer him the 12.5. Let's say it's 12.5, and he waives the incentives. And he said no. I still wouldn't be mad at him. The incentive still means something, right?
And it probably wasn't.
Dave is a fan,
right?
This is Charles. This is Saquon Barkley's life.
But
this is how he earns his living.
But so you can't be logical as a fan. No, I want to know.
Has
so
Dave ever shown a propensity?
No, I'm not saying you got to root for Saquon because I'm not rooting for no Eagles. I'm not doing that as a Giant fan. But I'm going to be mad at Saquon.
I'm just trying to think of in a.
More, so how much of a haircut would be willing to take?
If like, because radio wars are not what they once were. But several years ago, let's say in like 2016, if I had been offered an opportunity to leave Hot 97, who of course since then now, so many people have left and management has changed 9 times. It's hard to have the same level of allegiance one once did. Mm-hmm. But at that time, right, when Angie was still there and management was still the same, if I'd gotten an opportunity to go to Power 105 and make more money, what would have been like the line for me? What percentage to where I would go, I'd rather stay?
It depends on the person, right? Because some people will think that if it's a dime more, you'd be foolish to turn it down.
And you're probably right.
I don't know.
Because ultimately, these companies, when it comes to them saving a dime, they're probably going to cut you. Now, the one place I would say that maybe I feel differently traditionally was kind of the Giants.
Now,
but obviously, they didn't have an appetite for the Saquon.
Now, here's the thing. If all was equal, Eagles, Bears, Texans all had the same offer. Could you be mad at him that he chose Philadelphia over the other two?
Not if he thinks they have the best chance to win.
I would be curious why he turned down the Texans that don't have state tax if it's the same offer. That would be weird.
And they got a stud quarterback, it looks like. And they have a solid team and a coach everyone loves.
Yeah, but he gets to stay somewhat in the area, right?
Well, he could stay in the exact same place.
Again, that Houston flight is death.
He doesn't have to move, really.
Well, he can... He should still move. That's still a nice. I don't know.
Well,
where
we don't know where he lives. I mean,
I don't know how
he
far
he lives in Central Jersey.
Well, if he lives near me, I doubt. Yeah, he can get down there in like a little over an hour.
Beautiful.
No big of a deal. But I don't think he's living. I never saw him at the Stop and Shop.
Yeah, there's a part of me. there's actually a part of me. I'm happy that Dave's upset about it because he's over the top with his Giant fandom, and I'm glad that he's hurt.
You want him to be taken down a peg.
Well, he should. Now he should realize it's a business. Stop being a child. He's a 50-year-old man. Stop it.
He's 50 now, right? Or is he turning?
I think
he's 50. Remember, because we weren't invited to his party.
Yeah.
Oh,
very good.
I don't. These things don't happen in a vacuum.
Sometimes I wonder, and then something like that happens.
Yeah, I remember. I got to tell you, whatever you say about me, Michael.
Well, I don't say anything about you,
Don. I'm telling you, maybe I'm wrong, and you had some things to say too. When I look up at the screen right now, I think I look substantially better with the glasses than I did without.
Oh, nobody said you didn't.
I think you
look like a really handsome serial killer.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you look good.
Well, if you do that, it's bad.
Well, no, of course, but we know I'm not going to remove the murder part.
Right.
So
it's hard to remove the murder from serial killer.
Well, but obviously in this case you would be. I'm not a serial killer. You're saying I look like a handsome serial killer.
Yeah.
And the Jeremy Piven from Old School, not ugly.
Yeah, but a terrible person.
And he's a terrible person. His character is like such a dork. Cheese. Yeah. I don't want to be cheese.
Why don't you tell us about FanDuel?
You know, why don't you pipe down over
Use
there?
Use those glasses and read the ad.
All right, I will. FanDuel is putting the ball in your court for the rest of the NBA season because right now new customers get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200 if your bet wins. Bet on the NBA with a wide range of bet types. I'm talking about quick bets, live same-game parlays, player props, and so much more. Visit FanDuel.com/Peter and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA, 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com for help with a gambling problem. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The point's gone.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
If they lose Garrett Cole, it has the same effect as the Jets losing Aaron Rodgers.
What a way to start fourth place.
Well. I'm sorry, it does. Everything is built around Cole,
you don't even
Judge,
have to play the
and
end
Soto.
Of it.
I mean,
you
take one of them out of the equation,
right.
It becomes exponentially hard to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if you lost Cole for any long period of time, I want to be alarmist, but I think we'd all agree.
All right,
he's
going to
win. It's going to be a good week for me. Another injury for the Yankees, Luke Weaver, who's next up. You know, for the rotation, he scratched from tomorrow's scheduled start with a stiff neck.
There you go.
Ian O'Connor tweets out, Giants had three players who could be the best in the world at what they do on a given Sunday. Barkley, Dexter Lawrence, and Andrew Thomas. They now have two.
So he disagrees with us.
No, he just said
give him $1 billion. Then he'll never go. But you even said it yourself, Michael. Let's be honest. That there was flaws in Saquon's game.
Oh, I'm a fan of Saquon the person.
Very critical of Saquon the football player.
Yeah, I don't go nuts about him.
No, I'll say this. At his best, Saquon Barkley is a tremendous football player. I am a bigger fan of the man Saquon Barkley than the player. When you add up the injuries, which have been consistent, and you factor in the point that Michael always makes that is as often as he has a big run that gets you stoked, he has a lot of nothing throughout a game. Between that and availability, no, he's a flawed great player.
Now we'll see how good he is behind that line. That's a good line, even without Kelsey. That's a good line. That's a great line.
And they have weapons,
right?
More weapons all
Kelsey
over the place.
Has been grooming the center to take over for him, so it's not like they have an empty hole there.
Speaking of which, by the way, you saw no big splashy things that my commies did, but they did They did go grab a defensive end and center from Dallas that followed Dan Quinn there. Which, if you were going to go pluck players from Dallas, please let me grab players off their offensive and defensive line.
Are you being facetious?
No. Don, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Like, Dan Quinn's not a sexy hire, but if he can pull you some great linemen from Dallas with him, I'm interested in that.
So much negativity today. So I have a quick story to tell you that I told Don off the air.
Okay.
So Jody and I, on Friday, no, it was Saturday, we watched Wonka, which was very good.
Okay.
So then
the Timothy Chalamet vehicle.
Yes. Jody and the kids then go to bed about 10:30.
Mm-hmm. Hacks.
So I'm not tired. And I had seen while I was searching, streaming what we want to watch, that Private Parts was actually now on Amazon.
The Howard Stern vehicle.
I hadn't seen that, and I liked that movie.
You hadn't seen it in a long time.
In a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it. I'm sitting there alone, right?
Oh, boy.
So we get to the part where he's in D.C.,
yeah.
And there's a woman...
In the bathtub?
No, not that part.
Oh,
there's a woman who takes her clothes off and sits on a speaker, and he brings her to happiness.
Enjoyment.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
And she's completely nude,
mm-hmm.
right? And she's screaming at the top of her lungs.
Oh, boy.
And at this point, in the middle, I'm sitting there in the living room alone.
Oh, my God.
I know where this is going. Our 19-year-old au pair walks in.
Oh, interesting. This is actually maybe worse than your kids walking.
Yeah, right?
Well, I would have heard the kids come down the steps.
Oh, but she walked in from outside.
She walked in from outside, and she just came in to say goodnight, and I'm fumbling with the...
You should have just let it ride. You fumbling with the remote makes it look worse.
No, because I'm fumbling with the remote, and then I finally hit pause, and it's pause of the woman completely naked.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I
he
mean,
made it
the
worse.
Poor au pair, she thinks this guy that I'm working for is like...
No. What'd you say?
I just acted like, I said, oh, good night. And then she turned and then she...
But she definitely saw.
I don't know. But I was mortified, and I don't get mortified often.
Oh, my God. That's rough, man.
It was rough.
I got to tell you, that's a bad one. I don't know how you... I think you got a fire.
Well, it's not her fault.
I know. No, it's unfortunate.
You find something.
No. What do you... I
told Jody about it. So it's not like something like... I was watching porn, I think I've got to turn myself in. I was watching a release movie.
Right. It just has a scene with some nudity in it. Could you have followed up and said, by the way, like the next day, hey, I know you walked in at a very strange time. That was a movie about a...
First of all, she doesn't have great command of the English language.
That's right. Because I would have said, if she spoke perfect English...
Yeah, she's Italian.
As she's walking away, if she was just American...
Right.
I would have paused it as she's walking away and yelled out something funny like, hey, this is not what you think it is.
Right.
But she wouldn't get that.
No.
That's going to be completely lost.
You can't explain it.
No, it's a complete loss. You know,
what if it was porn? You could say, well, listen, it was just a regular movie about this girl's death.
What kind of animal would I be in the living room watching porn while my kids were one floor away?
Well, that's
I was watching Howard Stern.
Sure. By the way, just for the record, porn in the living room makes you an animal, no matter what. I mean, let's just be honest. It makes you an animal. Point is, it too late?
A little alone.
Can you go back to Point God?
No, you know, you get that on Tuesday.
I'll take that on Tuesday because it's true. Porn in the living room makes you an animal. But now you're in a spot. When is her time with you guys up?
August.
Yeah, you just got to ride it out and never talk to her again. Yeah. It's the only thing you can do.
No,
stare at the ground.
Good morning today.
You did?
And yeah, I was. She's a very nice young girl, but I mean, I just felt awful.
That's tough.
Because I mean, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was watching the guy I idolize.
By the way,
that movie does not age well for him.
No, I bet.
Because
not.
It's all about Allison and how he did everything for her. I mean, he must not watch that movie.
I got to tell you, if I was to point out another spot for Stern, who's so forward about life that I kind of like wish I got more of, I kind of hate that as all these years have gone on, she was just completely removed.
Right.
Like, he has to...
Because the whole point of the movie is how he loves her.
The movie ends, and it's like, but it was all about Allison.
Right, he turned down the girl on the plane.
And everything
that was Carol Alt.
Right.
Yeah. And everything was okay because of Allison.
Yeah.
Now, listen, divorce happens.
Yep.
People move on. It's okay. I've always found it a little odd. He's such a forward dude.
Maybe out of respect to her.
Yeah, maybe she said, I want to move on with my life. Don't include me. That's a good point.
Right.
Maybe it's that. But it is. I wonder if he'll ever write, like, another book.
He did, but... It wasn't about that.
Still no mention of it.
Yeah.
But like he just had a daughter get married recently.
Yeah.
Like, they have to be engaging. It's kind of strange.
He told all these stories about the wedding. I was listening that day, and Allison had to be there.
No, they had to be dealing with each other throughout it, right?
Right.
Like, Howard's Jewish. There's a ketubah signing. There's like things that have got to happen, right?
Ketubah signing. Help me out. I don't know what that is.
The ketubah, Don, you have no idea.
No.
The ketubah is the Jewish wedding contract.
Right.
And so like at my wedding, for example, before we came upstairs and you saw all of us, we were downstairs where all the family gathers around and you has Hebrew writing and you sign this contract and then you get it framed and you hang it in your home.
But are your parents involved?
Yes.
Okay.
And if
Rudy Giuliani signed my marriage certificate.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have that on mine. And no, but then you hang it in your home, and
right.
If you get divorced, you roll it up like an old poster and you throw it in your storage unit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But hopefully it's something that hangs in your home forever.
Yeah, I love the movie. I mean, there's so many great performers, but I just said this doesn't age well for him.
Well, but it only doesn't age well because there's no acknowledgement of it.
Right, right.
Because if you acknowledge your life, there's right. nothing wrong with you. Life happens. Yeah. It was a beautiful time in your life, and now there's another
right.
beautiful time in your life. But that is interesting.
Yeah, it was. Well, but that unfortunately, that wasn't the worst part. It's just
no. If they'd walked in during that part, yeah, wouldn't have been a problem. Right.
Any other part they could have walked in.
No, the bathroom.
Except the bathroom you don't
the
want.
The bathroom you don't
and
want.
And the part when he's in the studio.
The kielbasa.
Yeah, you don't want that. Yeah. And then when she's giving him a massage and pig vomit. Cuts right. to a music.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the parts you don't want to
But you caught
in.
One of those.
I caught the one on the speaker.
Now, you're not at least having it. Is the volume's kind of low, I imagine, though, because your kids are sleeping, right?
Right. But it was. I'm also deaf, so I have to hear it.
And it was, I'm guessing you don't have like a 27-inch Zenith. This is for large TV.
Well, you know what's funny is you've been in my house, so the big TV, right? There's windows on the and Jody says, you realize that people drive by, see what you're watching. I said,
fortunately, but only people that are allowed on the compound.
No, even from the street. So it's
the
like,
workers, the staff.
So my point is, it's a Howard Stern movie. I'm not watching like
right.
Debbie Does Dallas.
That's close. Boy, what an ENN we're going to have after this. You kidding
wow.
me?
Wow. This was like
it was ENN.
Don, BetMGM, please.
Hockey season is here, and it's time to take the ice with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. BetMGM has you covered with countless betting options from hockey, including same-game parlays, props, teasers, live bets, and so much more. With a new and improved app that makes betting faster and easier than ever, and special offers for Ranger fans all season long, it's no wonder BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. If you love hard-hitting hockey action, you're going to love wagering at BetMGM. Download the app and take the king of sportsbooks with you wherever you go. Light the lamp with BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Rangers. BetMGM.com for T's and C's. Must be 21 plus to wager. New York and New Jersey only. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help is available. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.